Is there a reason why Kodak picked this particular moment in time to file for bankruptcy?
I think Kodak wanted to do as much as possible to prepare for a bankruptcy filing, get the right people engaged, whether they're consultants or employees, and make sure they didn't run out of cash. The idea that you file for bankruptcy when you're completely out of money is kind of an antique construct. Companies want to make sure they file to get protection from their creditors before they run out of money. They want to keep a little money to try to operate in bankruptcy because, remember, this is a Chapter 11 reorganization. It's not Chapter 7, which is liquidation. The good news about that is Kodak should be able to continue to operate.
But will it look like the same Kodak it is today? Obviously not the Kodak of years past, but the Kodak that it is today. What does Chapter 11 do to that?
I think you've got a number of months where Kodak will still look like the Kodak we know, but by the time you're a few months into this bankruptcy, you're going to start to see changes, much like someone who has a quadruple bypass operation. You have that heart attack, you go in the hospital, you've got major surgery, you've got recovery, but when it's all done, you're not going skiing anymore, you're not running marathons anymore, your diet has changed, you're on pharma, and Kodak's going to emerge smaller, maybe stronger, maybe weaker, but a changed company with fewer businesses.
Anything, you've seen the statement, anything really stand out in that statement, which was fairly general?
It was fairly general. It's a standard statement we've expected to see from Kodak senior management over the last couple of years. It is straightforward, and it's probably true. But at this point, the cheerleading from the top floor over at State Street is something that we all take with a grain of salt. At this point, financial markets and people in Rochester are saying, don't just tell us, show us. We'll wait and see.
Shareholders already, used to taking a battering. What can they expect now?
Shareholders will probably lose the rest of their investment in a Chapter 11 bankruptcy filing, although the stock will likely continue to trade. At some point, it will probably go off the New York Stock Exchange, trade on NASDAQ or over the counter. So while the shares will still change hands, once Kodak emerges from bankruptcy, those shares will probably become completely worthless, although in some bankruptcies, there will be a little residual value for common shareholders. Chances are pretty good, though, you're not going to make money if you're a common stockholder in this bankruptcy. You're last in line, in other words.
Okay. And then I guess just your final impressions about this day. You're personal, you followed the company for a long time.
After living in Rochester all my life, using Kodak film all my life, and expecting them to file bankruptcy for at least 4 months, when that call came overnight that they had finally filed, it was still a shock. I'm sad to see it, and I've got my fingers crossed that they can emerge stronger and still employ a lot of people here in Rochester.